was a failure by industry, certainly in the sense that industry was unprepared to respond to a spill of this magnitude. It was unprepared to contain such a spill. And similarly, the government was unprepared to oversee the response and containment.
Now, the co-chair of the panel, former Florida Senator Bob Graham, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that science has not been on the table when it comes to offshore drilling. What was meant by that?
Well, there were a couple of things. First of all, NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and is the principal ocean agency, did not have a significant role in leasing decisions. And we feel that had they had such a role, that steps could have been taken to strengthen some of the conditions imposed upon drilling in these very sensitive areas. And also, generally, we knew very little about the environment in which the well was located. For all we knew, we might as well have been drilling on the moon because of the dearth of information about that ecosystem. We simply didn't know enough about the environment.
The report cites countries such as Great Britain and Norway as countries which handle offshore drilling better than the U.S. What is it that those countries do that's not done in the U.S.?
Well, these countries have a regulatory regime that is referred to in shorthand as a safety case approach. And basically what it requires is that the operator as well as the drilling company create a plan that is specific to the particular project and the location of that project so that it's not a one-size-fits-all regulation, but rather the companies must present to the regulator a plan that addresses all of the risk associated with a particular site.
The report recommends more oversight and regulation by the federal government. It proposes an independent safety agency and an environmental office to evaluate risk. But it also recommends paying for new regulation with fees from the oil industry. So if these regulators are dependent on money collected from the industry, how can they be independent?
What we have suggested is that the safety agency be insulated from the leasing decisions and the revenue collection decisions. Frankly, the fees have to be collected somehow, and Congress has not appropriated adequate resources in the past, and we don't think that the taxpayer should have to pay for this increased regulation, particularly since these companies are taking advantage of a national resource. And so it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and it's only fair that part of the fee that they pay for access to these national assets should go towards the effective regulation of the
What assurances do you have that this report won't just sit on a shelf, that Congress would take up these recommendations and that the industry would be receptive?
Well, you know, based on the feedback that we've received from the Congress as well as from the industry, we do believe that they are going to take our recommendations seriously. And we don't intend to let them ignore it. We're going to continue to stay with this issue. We're going to meet with industry, with Congress, with stakeholder groups. We intend to advance the recommendations that we made in our report at all available public fora. So we don't intend to just write this report, have it printed, and then everyone's going home.
I guess what would you say to someone along the Alabama coast, along the Gulf Coast, who looks at the report and sees that, okay, there's plenty of blame to go around, we kind of know what the problems are? Talks about ways we can do things differently in the future with future drilling. You know, we're still dealing with lagging tourism, fishing and shrimping aren't going well. I guess what's in it to comfort people who are in the midst of this on the Gulf Coast?
You know, the impact on tourism and fishing was significant, and the region is still recovering. The tourism industry was hit very hard by this, as was the fishing industry, and we've included in our report a discussion of those impacts and also a recommendation that the government and the industry in the future has to take steps to restore consumer confidence. But that's really what we're talking about here, the loss of confidence that has impacted the industry so severely. And we're hoping that BP, which has put up $20 billion to compensate residents of the Gulf from their losses, that some of those resources will be used towards